Hold the fort. The song has been sung and played in Christian churches for more than a century and is loved by many. Curiously, a version with different words is used as a rally song of labor unions in Great Britain and the Caribbean. And somehow now I think I've lost a page. Unless it's got it in my... Y'all forgive me. 10-1 about it in that book right there. It'll be all right. Philip Bliss and Daniel Webster Whittle wrote the song after a battle at Allatoona Mountains. In 1876, they actually visited Georgia and climbed to the top of the mountain. And there they saw the ruins of the Civil War signal tower that was used in the distance. It was a moving moment for both men. And after kneeling in prayer, they sang Hold the Fort Together. Bliss told a friend that he almost expected to see Jesus returning in the sky at that moment. Philip Paul Bliss went on to his heavenly reward about a year after. A railroad bridge collapsed in Ohio on December 29th in 1876, sending a train crashing into Estabula Creek. Kerosene lamps in the car shattered in a night of fire that burned many passengers alive. And among them were Philip and Bliss and his wife. As is often the case, the story of the signal sent to Allatoona was told by Whitfield differed somewhat from reality. General Sherman himself wrote of the incident in a letter dated June 22, 1875. While he remembers some of the details used by Whittle at the Sunday school conversation, he also noted, "I do not think I use the words, hold the fort." Sherman's memory was correct. The two messages sent by flags to Allatoona from Kinshaw Mountains on October 4th of 1864 reads as follows. Sherman is moving in force. Hold out. General Sherman says, hold fast. We are coming. As Sherman himself later noted, however, while he didn't say hold the fort, that was undoubtedly his intent. In doing so, one of the Civil War's toughest generals inspired one of Christianity's most beloved hymns. KJV translates, or Strong's translates, hold in this manner. It says, lay hold on or hold fast, to take by, or lay hold upon, or to lay one hands on. For the song, the word fort is short for fortress. Any fortified place, a fort, a castle, a stronghold, a place of defense or security. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. What are we to hold on to? The scripture tonight says, hold fast, which thou hast. Well, what do we have? Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. We have a tower that never can be taken down. We have a building to run to in a time of need for protection. We have a place that we can go when the battle rages and things get tough. We have a place to go and stand and get behind when things outside are rough. When the devil is after us and we can't take anymore, we have a place of refuge. We have a mighty tower in our Lord and Savior. Satan has been throwing fireballs at this tower for centuries, for thousands of years, and has gotten nowhere. We have but to run to our mighty tower, Christ Jesus, and hold on and hold the fort. Psalms 94 and 22 says, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. Jesus Christ is the only defense that a Christian needs. He's the answer for everything. And the Bible is the playbook to every battlefield that we face. God is our rock of refuge and our rock of safety. We get behind God and nothing will be able to stop us. For if God be for us, who can be against us? We don't turn and run to this. We don't try this method or that thing or that ideal. We stand behind the Word of God and let Him win the battles for us. He won the war over 2,000 years ago. And if we get behind Him now and hold the fort, He will win the battle for us today. He is our defense, and nothing can get past Him, by Him, or around Him. But if we choose on our own selves to go outside of God and His structure, to go outside of God and what He has provided protection for, to come out of His tower, to come out of His rock, then we become on our own. And can I say we get what we deserve? Because He has provided a tower. He has provided a rock to stand behind. He has provided a way to keep safe and comfort. And we go outside of that, He can't protect us. He has already won the war, but if we try to go out and fight that battle on our own, we have no defense. We have no power. We have no might outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us all for us. We have but to hold the fort until He comes again. Psalms 18:2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer and my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." Christ is a rock that cannot be moved. He has stood for ages from time, the weathered. Nothing has moved Him and nothing will move Him. We can get behind the rock of Jesus Christ and be protected from all the blasts. We can stand on the rock of Jesus Christ and be protected from all the earthquakes that are thrown at us. We can get anywhere near that rock and we be not fear one thing. Because nothing can touch Him. Nothing can move Him. Nothing can disturb Him. The devil has tried for years and years. You can look through the Bible. The devil has thrown everything at Christ, even thrown things at His birth and everything else, and nothing could stop Him. For He is our God, and our God is not to be stopped. He brought Herod to kill babies. Our Lord was saved. It does not matter what they throw at our Jesus. Nothing stopped Him, and nothing will stop His people if they get behind the rock. And they stay on the rock. If they keep hold of the rock. If they hold the fort. Nothing can stop His people. He provides a way out of trouble. Through His Word and His guidance and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. He always makes a way out of temptation. He always shows us how to win the battle. He gives us strength and prayer and His Word. And the right heart to go abound. He is our strength when we are ready to quit and to give in. We but turn and draw from the wells of our salvation, the restoring us the glory and the joy that we once had. Even David, the one after God's own hearts, he asked and he prayed, "Lord, restore unto me the day, my joy of my salvation." We have to have that joy to keep going on. We have to have that joy in our hearts to keep going day from day. The world will wear us out, but God will restore us. We but to go to Him and draw from Him. Each and every day, to draw is to take a bucket or to take a drink and really take a drink of God's Word, take a drink of the prayer, take a drink of the fountain that flows from on high, and God will restore in us the joy of our salvation. He restores in us and renews our strength daily, as it says in Lamentations. He will not fail us, but we have to go to Him. We have to trust in Him, and He will provide, He says, our every need. The buckler in this verse is a kind of shield or a piece of defensive armor anciently used in war. It was composed of wood and wickers woven together, covered with skin or leather, fortified with plates of brass or other metal, and worn on the left arm. On the middle was a umbu, a boss of prominence, very useful in causing stones and arrows to glance off of it. The buckler often was 4 foot long and covered the whole body. It says, "I will trust my buckler. I will trust in the shield that God provides to me, for He stands in front of me and takes the blows of the world. I will trust in my Lord Jesus Christ to take the brunt of everything that comes after me. I will stand where I'm supposed to be, and that's behind my Jesus. That is not in front of Him. We are not to go before Him. We're to come after Him in His footsteps." And He says He is our buckler, our shield, our defense, that things will bounce off of Him. If you're not behind Him, then you're getting hit. You're getting damaged. What can I say if you stepped in front of him than you asked for it? He says, I am your buckler. I am designed to take the brunt of the devil for you. You have but to let me do it, to put me on as a shield and go out and let me go out before you and fight your battles. He says, I am your buckler. Our God is your only shield and nothing can get through him. He protects us from top to bottom. We but to hide behind him and hold on to the fort. Can you picture this? Football field. You have your center. Your center is usually about this wide and it goes up the middle. And it blocks for the quarterback and stuff. Can you imagine a center that's the whole width of the football field? He takes up every bit of it. And when the center starts to run down the field, nothing can get to what behind it because he has taken up the whole field. Can I tell you that's what our Lord Jesus is for us today if we get behind him? He is one that goes out before us and allows nothing to get behind him. He is our shield. That is his purpose. He says our rock. He is our tower. He provides all the things that we need to keep going and serving him to hold the fort. So what is Christ trying to tell us in our text? Hold that fast which thou hast. What he's trying to tell them is what the church of Philadelphia had. It was Christ and the Word. He says, hold fast to Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And that's what we need to hold fast to today. To hold on to our Savior and hold on to the written Word. This is the only things that will hold the fort. And the fort is the church. It is us, the people. The song tells us to hold the fort, for he is coming. This is the fort. This is what we're to hold on to now in this day. For Jesus is coming soon, but we can watch and see the churches are no longer holding the fort. We see churches falling off the map left and right every day of the week. They are falling off because their members are not holding on to Christ and to the Word of God. They are not holding on to God's hymnals. They are not wearing out the altars with tears and prayers. They're forsaking everything that God has given them. They stand in sin and shame instead of standing in the glory of the Father of heaven. Instead of shouting or shutting the front doors of the fort, they have swung wide the doors and allowed Satan to come in and ruin the house of God. And you see churches that way. It almost happened to this church about 8 years ago. We have to hold the fort. Ho, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing. Victory is nigh. Do we not see the writing in the sky? Can you not look around you at the signals that are given? Our Bible tells us of things that are to come, of the prophecies of the end days and times, of the wars, of the earthquakes, of the sin that is boldly given out. It's not hidden anymore. We can see the sodomy everywhere. Lesbian and gay movements marching up and down our streets and in our schools and now in our militaries. We see all the wicked wars going on throughout. Babies, killings, almost in every city and town, USA. Can you see the signal? Can I tell you he's coming soon? We just need to hold the fort. Christians, these things tell us that it ain't going to be much longer. Reinforcements are almost here. The trumpet is about to sound. Just hold on. Don't stop fighting. Don't give up. It ain't going to be much longer. He's coming soon. Hold the fort, for Jesus is coming. See the mighty host advancing. Satan leading on. Mighty men around us falling. Courage. Almost gone. We can see the world getting worse and worse with every day. We can see that the devil is gaining ground. More and more people are choosing not to follow Christ, even in our churches today. He is advancing. But do not fear. Yes, Christians are getting tired and weary. We hear all the time, well, I'm tired of trying. It's just not working. I'm tired of knocking doors. It's not working. I'm tired of doing this or tired of doing that. Can I tell you, don't give up. He's coming, and he's coming soon. Don't let the devil wear you out. Go to the fountains each day and draw strength from Him. Draw courage. We have no right to fear anything, for God has won the war. We're just fighting battles today, but we're fighting it through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We know the laws are changing in favor of the ungodly. We know that prayer is no longer desired in our schools and in our homes. It seems that people are doing more and more violent and wicked and disgusting things every day. Even our TV shows and our video games have become nasty and vile. Yes, everywhere we turn, it seems like the devil's in control. But can I tell you, this is his world, the Bible says. I know that we think that it's getting harder and harder to serve God today because of all the adversity around us. But do not fear this world or fear the devil. Matthew 10 and 28 says, "And fear not him that kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell." We're not to fear the devil. He has lost his power over us. He has lost his power over death, hell, and the grave. He only has power over a Christian if you let him. If you open that door and let him in, he will control your life. But if you don't open that door, he can't open it. He can't get in. He can't touch you, the Bible says. You have to allow it. You have no fear of him, because your God is greater than he is. We should be as Stephen as he preached before the wicked. We should fear no sayings of man. We should fear nothing that they can do to us. They gnashed on Stephen. They threw stones at Stephen. But he preached the word of God. He did not cry out for mercy. Matter of fact, the Bible didn't even say he cried out at all. He just looked up to his God in heaven. Can I tell you, that should be our focus today, is to look up to our God in heaven and draw from there. We should not fear the things that we see here, for the things we see here cannot touch us. Yes, I can tell you they may kill your physical body, but they can't touch your soul. That belongs to God. Not this world, not the devil. We should not fear that. Don't lose courage, for God has won the war. See the glorious banner waving. Hear the trumpet blow. In our leader's name, we triumph over every foe. The banner of God has been waving since creation day, and nothing can take it down. God's flag symbolizes everything that he is and can do. And as long as we're marching to the same flag that our God holds, we're going to win each and every time. There's nothing to be able to rip that banner down. You've seen wars. You've seen the Civil War. How the horseman has a banner that represents that. What is it an army has? That platoon or whatever they have. They can rip that banner off. Matter of fact, they try to take that guy out carrying the flag or the American flag. Can I tell you, the banner that our Lord in Christ Jesus holds has never been touched. Nobody has ever been able to take it down. And when it comes in all the hosts and glory of heaven. With all the angels and the power of God, it marches forward. It has never once marched backwards. It has never once been halted. It has never once been stopped. It continues to go forward. We but get behind the banner of our God, and we triumph. We have to hold the fort, for he's coming. Romans 8 and 31 says, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" No one. No one can stop God. And if we're fighting on his side, no one can stop us either. If this church gets behind God in every word that is in his word, every law and statute and ordinance and precepts, and we pray and we sing like we're supposed to, and we walk God in holy lives like we're commanded to, nothing can stop this church. This is our fort. This is where we come for refuge. This is where we come to meet our God in security and safety. This is our fortress. This is our fort. Romans 8 and 31 through 39. What a wonderful passage. What shall we say? Or what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or perils, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We win. We win. Each and every time that we go out under the banner of God, we win. Each and every time that we go out in the name of Jesus Christ, we win. Each time we get behind the rock of our salvation, our fortress, our buckler, we win. We just got to hold the fort and get behind him, for he's coming soon. Can I tell you, he expects us to hold the fort. He expects us not to give up. He didn't give up on us when he went to the cross. He didn't quit, and neither should we. It may not look like it right now, but you believed in Christ for salvation. Believe in him for deliverance of everyday battles. Hold the fort, for he's coming soon. Hold the fort, for he's around the corner. Hold the fort, you see the signals in the air? His time is nigh. He comes as a thief in the night. Be prepared. Fierce and long the battle rages, but our help is near. Onward comes our great commander. Cheer, my comrade, cheer. And know that the battle has been going on for over 2,000 years since our Christ has died and has risen. And some say that he ain't coming back. But can I tell you, a long time ago, some said he wasn't coming in the first place, but he came. And if his word says, I'm coming again, he's coming again. He has made a promise. The battle will rage on until God the Father looks at God the Son and says, go finish this thing. And we're to fight. We're to hold the fort until that happens. We're not to give in no matter how tired we are. We're not to give in no matter what the laws say in this world. We are to hold the fort and proclaim our Christ everywhere we go. We must hold the fort. And we must hold fast which thou hast. The trumpets are ready to sound, and we that are saved will be out of here. The only help the world ever had is on his way back. But we have to hold the fort. We, the church, are the only fort left in this world for the people to come for refuge. We're the only fort that they have to come in and be safe and secure in this wicked world. We provide that for them through our God. We, the church, have the answers to what the world is seeking. We, the church, have the knowledge of what they need. We, the church, have the cure for the disease of sin in their lives. We have the answer for why they're not joyful, why they're sorrowful, why they're disgruntled and despaired. We have the answer inside of our fort. We have to hold the fort for them to be saved. We have to hold the fort to keep the answer pure and true and for the return of our Savior. We have to keep fighting. We cannot quit being a fort for God. We have to hold the doors and let the wandering ones in to Jesus. We have to hold the fort. For we know the one that brings eternal peace and kills the suffering of the soul. In the old days, people would travel fort to fort across the West. And they did that for a reason. For they knew that they could go from one fort to the next fort, they would be safe. And in that fort, they could stay the night and found security and food and comfort. Is that not what a church provides for its people? We provide support. We provide safety in the house of God. We provide nourishment to the soul. That's what churches do. The church needed to be that safe haven for all to come in. The fire of God should burn so bright about this building that all will know that we are here as a fort for God. We cannot let our guard down. We cannot bend to the world. We have to stay straight with Jesus. We have to stick to the very letter of God's word. We have to become a house of prayer. We need to get back to the old time religion. That is, it is only Jesus Christ. We need to get back to the old paths of the word of God. And the only path we need to be on. We're not going to win the battle against Satan if we're battling against each other, though. We all need to get in the same army. And that's the Lord's army. It is not so and so army. This is not my army or your army. We have to be in God's army and be on the same side and fight in the same battle in order to hold the fort. It's not about us, it's about Him. One person is going to have a hard time keeping the gate shut in the time of battle. In Nehemiah's day, they were all on the wall repairing it. Spear in one hand and trowel in the other. Can I tell you, we need every Christian soldier in here today on the wall, on the fort, fighting the battle. It can't be done by just one or two. It has to be done by us all. In the Lord's army, there's no room for naysayers or standbyers. Everybody has to get engaged and do our part. Our part may just be praying. Maybe that's all that we can do. Our part may be soul winning, teaching classes, or driving vans, or doing whatever. But we have to do our part. God is counting on us to hold the fort. We have a wonderful thing here at High Plains Baptist Church. But it can fall to ruin if we don't hold the fort. Many churches that are great one day are no longer because they let go of what they had. They let go of Jesus Christ. They let go of God's Word. They changed their psalm books. They no longer prayed. They opened the doors. Allowed Him to come in. And they lost their fort. We must hold on to Christ. We must hold fast to the Word of God. We must be praying without ceasing. We must have our guard up at all times. We have to hold the fort. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Weigh the answer back to heaven. By thy grace, we will. Let's stand. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your godly hymns that we're allowed to sing. Lord, we thank you for the church of Philadelphia, that they didn't have much strength. But they had one thing, and that was your Son, Jesus Christ, in the Word. Lord, we have that today. Help us to hold fast to that which we have. Help us to hold the fort here at High Plains Baptist Church. Until you call us home to the grave or call us home to the air, help us hold the fort. Lord, this is your invitation. Have your way and will. In Christ's name we ask. Amen. The altar is open. We need to pray for our church. Pray that we will hold the fort until God comes, that we would attend to things that are important to God, that we would hold on to our salvation, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, that we would not let go. For He is the way, the truth, and the life, and He is the only protection. He is our buckler, our sword, and shield. It is Him that we hold fast to. It is Him that we hold on to. We have to nourish Him too. We have to read His Word and pray and sing as we should. Oh, we have to hold the fort. We have to be the church that God has called us out to be. A church is saved people, born again believers of Jesus Christ, of like mind, serving Him. Not self, not envious, no contention or bitterness, but sold out to God. Our will becomes nothing, but His will becomes us. Oh, how we need to surrender to our God and hold the fort. Hold the fort, for He is coming. And can I tell you, the signs are real. He's coming. His word says He's coming, and He is. We have to hold the fort. Reinforcements are almost here. But until then, we have to fight each day. We fight the principalities of the air and the darkness. We must not give in or get discouraged. But you can't fight with sin in your life. Remember, Joshua lost the battle because there was sin in the army of Israel. We'll lose the battle in this church if we have sinful people in the seats. God wants an army that's clear, clean, holy, and pure, and ready to fight. We have to be that army for our Lord. To carry the banner, marching always forward. We have naught to fear. For those that are saved, you have nothing to fear. You got to hold the fort. Well, amen. Thank y'all for coming and listening tonight. Wednesday night.